WKGC, your local public radio station. Tonight we have the distinct pleasure of speaking with legendary saxophonist Boney James.
I am so grateful for your time today, Boney James. Tell us, what made you gravitate towards the sax as your main instrument?
You know, that was really just fate. I started out on clarinet when I was 8 years old. Back in the old days, everyone would sign up to learn an instrument in school. And all they had were clarinets. I wanted a trumpet originally. And 2 years later, there were so many clarinets in the band, the band teacher had a saxophone, and I guess he thought it would be easiest for me to learn it. I might have been the best clarinet player. And he kind of leaned on me to switch. I thought it was a much heavier case, so I resisted. But he leaned on me to switch, and you know, as soon as I picked it up, I loved it. It quickly became my favorite thing to do, and still is to this day.
That's a fantastic story. I picked the flute in elementary school, but you see how far that got me.
That's a difficult instrument to master, for sure.
It is. I think I was pretty good, but not as good as you, but you practice a lot more, I bet.
Well, I still do. I practice every day.
For how long?
Well, golly, you know, I would say at least 3 hours. Especially when I'm playing my alto, soprano, and tenor sax, and each one can take up time. But I could go, you know, 6 hours, 5-6 hours a day when I'm not on the road. Of course, when we're traveling, it's more difficult. We play the shows every night, but still, I need to spend the time with the horn every day, or it just doesn't feel right.
Absolutely, that's very dedicated, but it is your profession, so I think you better be practicing, right?
Well, yeah, it's more than a profession, really. It's a passion for me, It's a very athletic job as well, you know, playing an instrument, so you really do have to stay in condition.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of your early musical influences.
Oh, golly, you know, well, I grew up loving R&B music, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, stuff like that. And then I picked up the horn, and then I heard Grover Washington Jr. about 1975, and he was a guy that was combining the R&B I loved with the saxophone I loved as well. And so that sort of started me listening to a lot of people in that kind of what they used to call fusion genre. And I guess that's the tradition I'm still trying to carry on today.
Right. That brings me to the topic of what kind of artist you consider yourself? Are you smooth jazz, or do you consider this your own genre of jazz?
Well, you know, names of music are difficult, I think, especially for artists. You know, no one wants to get pigeonholed, and I always thought smooth jazz was the name of a radio format rather than a kind of music per se. And definitely, I think my music has a lot of different influences, and hopefully it is something unique. So I try and just call it Boney James music, I try and leave it at that.
Perfect. I do think your music crosses different boundaries in the jazz realms and out of the jazz realm, like the R&B that you mentioned. Let's go back to little baby Boney and tell us, when was your first big break?
Well, you know, I decided sort of halfway through college I wanted to try and become a professional musician and pursue this. And then, of course, I had to get a real job. You know, I delivered pizzas for many years trying to break into the business. Certainly a break was when I got into Morris Day's band right after The Time broke up in 1985. And that started my career of 7 years as a touring sideman. And then a big break in 1992 was when I was able to put my first solo record out and start my solo career, which I've been fortunate enough to have for coming on 26 years now, and having some gold records and some Grammy nominations, all those were big breaks, and crossover radio. You know, there's so many different breaks you could point to, and a lot of it is luck. You know, it's a hard work and luck combining together to make things happen.
Boney, we're going to stop for a minute and play one of your tunes. When we come back, I'd like to find out some advice you might have for student musicians. Here's Backbone. It's Boney James on 90.7 FM and HD.